dear one. Welcome to your yoga nidra, your online nidra practice. Take as much time and space and energy as you need, as is required, to make yourself comfortable, to set up and then curl up in your nidra nest. Lay your body down. Taking time, as I said, to make sure you have all your props and your cozies. Support under the knees, the back of the head. Make sure you feel warm enough, that the room is maybe dark enough, or you have your eye mask handy. Feel symmetry in your spine, balanced between the right and left side. Pull shoulders down, knit shoulder blades in and down, tucked chin, scooped pelvis, arms out long and wide, fingers curl, whether palms are down, up, or facing in. Legs are wide, hip-width distance, heels root, feet open up. Notice any residual clench in the muscles of your legs, your glutes, your pelvis, your abdomen, your rib cage, your chest, arms, shoulders, throat, neck, face, and head. Unhinge your jaw. Smooth out the forehead. Let your skull rest. So heavy. Lay your body down and be held. Be here. We're going to kick off this practice. We've done this before using various forms of bilateral stimulation, and we will do so throughout our practice in order to invite and encourage and stimulate a sense of calm through the nervous system. So bilateral stimulation, whether it's through sensation, sound, or otherwise, it helps to stimulate one hemisphere, one side of the brain, and then the other, ultimately creating new neural networks and neural pathways in your brain. So this bilateral stimulation creates more connection and more integration between the right side and the left side of the brain. And as Dan Siegel says, more integration in the brain means equals more regulation throughout the nervous system. And this increased regulation, that harmony, right? It helps us feel more calm and relaxed and resilient to the storms of day-to-day life, right? So we will begin with a optional, always, but definitely encouraged, butterfly hug. And this can be used at any time during your practice, of course, even outside of your practice, to help instill a sense of calm. So I invite you now, I'm going to do it with you. Why not? Give yourself a big hug. And notice the sensation of your hands making contact with your arms or parts of your back. Feel your arms making contact with your hands, holding yourself here. Notice any temperature, texture, pressure. You might even start to alternate, maybe squeezing and releasing, tapping or patting, maybe one side, then the other, or both. Finding a pressure and a pace that feels right for you. Maybe it's a real deep and a held pressured squeeze. Maybe it's some light tapping. Maybe intuitively you start to massage or caress yourself. Maybe run your fingertips over your body. Notice your hug preference. And start to observe any shifts in your body, in your breath, in your mind, just with a sense of curiosity as you explore this. Hugging yourself. Now, whenever you feel ready, there's no rush, come back to that cozy, comfortable position. Back to arms out long and wide, pull shoulders down, shoulder blades in, you got it, heart nice and open. And know that you can come back to this butterfly hug at any point. Allow your body to be supported by the surface beneath you. Of course, again, if you need to make any adjustments to your props, pillows, blankets, position, of course, doing that now. Releasing any unnecessary trace of tension through the whole body. Take a long, you already know, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Hold this one for 4, 3, 2, 1. Biggest sigh, release. Perhaps you close the mouth, close the eyes. And notice any sounds being perceived and received by your right ear. The right ear hearing sounds maybe far away at first and then moving in closer. Right ear hearing. Now noticing any sounds being received by your left ear, starting from a distance. And then moving your awareness to sounds closer and closer, focusing only on the left ear, perceiving and receiving sound. Now see if you can alternate at your own pace. Sounds being heard from the left ear and then the right ear. The left, then the right. And remember, there's no need to try really hard to grab any sound. Rather, just let your ears gently receive the sounds on either side of your head. Now bringing both ears into awareness and all of the sounds around you at the same time. Just letting your ears softly receive and letting your awareness itself soften. The muscles around your face, your forehead soften. Inviting the jaw to maybe open a little, finding some movement here so it can eventually find a nice place to rest. Supporting the relaxed tongue, lips, and surrounding muscles, all with a sense of ease. With shoulder blades slightly closer together, maybe finding more of an opening in the heart. A deeper breath. and inviting the stomach to release any debris, unnecessary tension it might still be holding. Seeing if you can release all of it with each exhale. And of course, checking in with the body, seeing if there's any macro or micro movements, adjustments that could bring even more of a sense of comfort or support, peace to the body. Now bring your awareness to your open and supported, spacious, warm heart, and take a moment to check in with yourself, to greet yourself, and see if an intention or a sankalpa starts to arise to the surface. Maybe it's a word, an image. Trust whatever message arrives and arises from within. Framing your intention as a simple present tense statement. I am at ease. I am open to insight. I am balanced. I am harmonized. I am ease. I am flow. I am creative. I am energized. I sleep well. I smile a lot. Stating your heart vow, your sankalpa to yourself with faith and feeling 3 times. Now, following my guidance, my voice, my vibe, we will now rotate awareness bilaterally throughout the body. Feel, sense, become aware of the inside of the right cheek, inside of the left cheek, right side of the tongue, left side of the tongue, roof of the mouth, the gums, the teeth, the entire mouth, corner of the right eye, corner of the left eye, right eyebrow, left eyebrow. Could you sink deep down, fall down into the eyebrow center? Eyebrow center. The right side of the forehead, left side of forehead, right side of the head, left side of the head, right ear, left ear, right jaw, left jaw, right cheek, left cheek, right temple, awareness of the right side of the face. Awareness of the left side of the face. The whole face. The whole head. Right shoulder. Left shoulder. Right upper arm. Left upper arm. Right elbow. Left elbow. Right lower arm, left lower arm, right wrist, left wrist, center of the palm of right hand and palm of the left hand, top of right hand, top of left hand, right hand thumb, left thumb, right second finger, left second finger, right third, left third, right fourth, left fourth, the right little finger, the left little finger, right side of the torso, left side of the torso, the right hip bone, left hip bone, right thigh, left thigh, right knee, left knee, right lower leg, left lower leg, right ankle, left ankle, right heel, left heel, right top of foot, left top of foot, right sole, left sole, right big toe, left big toe, right second toe, left second toe, right third, left third, right fourth toe, left fourth toe, right little toe, left little toe, space between right toes, the space between the left toes, the whole right foot, the whole left foot, the whole right leg, the whole left leg, the whole right side of the body, the whole left side of the body, the whole front of the body, the whole back of the body, the whole body, the whole body. Now, bringing observer awareness to your breath, simply observing its natural rhythm, noticing any pauses, and bringing awareness to the inhale, the following inhale from nostril down throat into the lungs, expanding through the belly, then all the way out, observing how the breath leaves, pauses, and then returns, like a soft rolling wave. Continue observing your breath from whichever anchor of attention feels best for you. Maybe the nostrils or the belly. Observing the rolling waves of your breath. And you can stay here, just observing your breath. Or you may follow my guidance, not trying to change the breath, just moving your awareness. On the next inhale, notice breathing in through the left nostril. Then bring awareness to the exhale flowing out the right nostril. Inhale through the right nostril. Move awareness to the exhale through the left. Inhale left. Exhale right. Inhale right. Exhale left. Breath and awareness switching nostril to nostril. Not trying, not needing to make anything happen. Simply observe each inhale and exhale. Now inhale coolness through the left nostril, Exhale warmth from the right. Inhale coolness in through the right. Exhale warmth out through the left. You might notice one side is more dominant than the other. That's perfectly normal. Continuing at your own pace. Either alternating where you place your attention, or just finding a resting point for your awareness as you allow your natural breath to move through. Now I invite you to find the sensation of cold in your body. Snowflakes gently falling, a cool, icy winter's breeze. Notice where it feels the most cold in your body. How does cold present itself? How does it draw your awareness? Now invoking the sensation of heat in the body, the warmth of a warm, hot summer's day, the sun beaming bright. Notice where you feel the most heat in your body. How does the heat draw your attention? And moving back to the cold. The sound of snow crunching under your feet, the coolness of the air moving down your throat, filling your lungs. Cold. Now back to heat. Radiant warmth, skin absorbing the heat, the rays of the sun. Now hold both the heat and the cold together. Where is the heat in your body? Where is the cold? Holding both in your awareness at the same time. Now, letting the opposites dissolve and fade away. As you bring your awareness, letting it land now and fall deep down into eyebrow center. Land, sink and fall deeper down, deeper still. Eyebrow center. Imagining the following. Fog rising from a still lake. Smooth pebbles on a beach. A single blue jay feather. Sounds of birds in the distance. A sleeping baby. Smooth rock. A kitten sleeping. Sun rising over the ocean. Water running through your hands. A still meadow in the morning. The smell of freshly picked mayflowers. The sound of soft ocean waves. A large yawn. Deep rest. Deep calm. The endless ocean. The endless ocean. The ocean fades into an endless dark sky. darkness now as far as the eye can see. In every direction, darkness, like a blank canvas of the mind, encapsulating all of the different parts of you, including your vast subconscious mind. There is nothing to do here, simply being rather than doing. Perhaps something arises here, shapes, colors, patterns, sensations, memories, emotions, maybe nothing at all. We simply notice what is, with a sense of detached curiosity and compassion. Giving yourself some brief, unguided space to simply notice, to simply be. And from this depth of stillness, recall once again your intention, your sankalpa. State and affirm your sankalpa to yourself, to the universe, 3 more times now. And gently inviting your awareness back to your physical body lying on the earth, experiencing the breath as waves of the ocean, breath flowing in and out. Perhaps deepening this breath, noticing sensation coming back into arms, legs, hands, feet, torso, face, and head, coming back online. Perhaps inviting small movement into the body, wiggling fingers and toes, still deepening breath, and checking in, seeing if there's any movement or stretches or silly faces that might feel good right now. Maybe stretching arms overhead, a little facial stretch, bringing knees into your chest, rocking and rolling. Maybe you stay completely still. See what feels right for you. And in your own time, in your own way, maybe you roll to your side, come to your belly, or to a seat. Pause and notice the shift, notice the balance, the bilateral bliss here. Notice who you are now compared to when you first started looking for this recording. Look at this new space, feel it, and then move into it. A little housewarming party for you and you, and maybe me too. Feel the bliss and bask in it as long as you'd like. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. This bilateral practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.